didn't want to use that as a I'm still bringing a little bit of yeah, I expected to do it twice.
Okay. People. 16, yeah.
It does.
So what he was saying is that they're going to repeat it by a few. Some I think just do set up the PDM label, like a laser.
Is that in trouble? Okay.
Before the device has actually been reset or touched in any way, that register will read zero, so you are correct.
Excellent. Yeah. So it's undefined until you activate it.
Here is our example. This, by the way, is the top of the source directory. So that if you're inside the source directory, they'll apply with patch-p1, which will strip off the first one. And then if we go further down, in our probe routine, we took out the printk, we added a void star IOMEM, and we did IOMEM equals PCI IOMAP PD. Anyone end up with something completely different from that? Right, okay, at this stage, we're just reading and register something out. If we have to tell the card where something is, then we'll get into that kind of virtual physical territory. But at the moment, you just read it, that was the summary. We've done PCIO space, we've done PCIO map, we've done IO write 32 and IO read 32 to access it. Okay. Does that happen last week? Who knows the difference between virtual and physical memory? Who is struggling with the concept?
It's okay. We're all
it's okay. Space. You don't worry about physical memory because you always see it as virtual. Every user space process gets a contiguous range of addresses throughout the address space to supply all kinds of tricks. And here's a picture. As we can see, here is our Vi user, who's obviously loaded a lot of files, so he's got 20k of memory. And we've got memory is in this case divided into 4k pages. This is probably like some primitive architecture like x86. But that's what happens. And in fact, you see a trick there because Emacs, against all of the GNU Church's religious teachings, is sharing a page with Vi.
Any guess what it is?
Have some other, you know, mappings happening all over the place. We're going to randomly assign this thing start up and down. But we can also see, in fact, the zero page isn't mapped anywhere. Can anyone guess what? Or whether, like in this case, it's not supposed to be mapped, and at that point we'll send a signal to the process to segpoint. So, you can just, if you're in user space, you don't worry about anything below that line. They all have their own address space, and I'm happy. We have a function called vert to fizz. Can anyone guess what vert to fizz does? Now, there's a big caveat on this. You basically should never use it. But we're hacking at the moment. We're basically just trying to get this damn card to work. Right? So we're going to put it in there, because it works on x86 mainly, with caveats. Sometimes. Physical devices, even virtual physical devices like the Lovrasky 3000, will probably want, hint, physical. It's important char in square bracket brackets because you actually want that to be on the stack because vert to fizz will work, at least on XM6, if it's on the stack. So not char star in equals, but char in. That time to study in detail that's used inside the Lovrasky 3000. You can prove mathematically that the output will be the same width as the input. Error checking crap, it's for wimps. Nothing will go wrong.
We don't worry the looping. No, we'll fix the looping.
Right?
Yeah.
But no one else is ever going to see this code. It's just close personal friends.
So.
You guys are happy with the wireless network? Yeah. Do you want to hand that thing around and sort of
people? Are we just doing this in the pro?
Sorry?
We're just doing this in the pro.
We'll do this in the pro routine, get that.
I think we have to try to speed them up.
Okay.
We're not doing it in the pro. I mean, there's probably two routines.
Anyone not have it working?
Not yet.
Not if you didn't feed in. You have a bug. Works for me. You have a bug. I think we're going to have to push on.
Okay.
When are we lunching? Lunch is at 1. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, here's ours.
This is what our version looks like. Okay. We, as directed, remove the print care that we had before, and we write source definition length. Okay? We use vert to fit to IOM plus 12, and then we just busy loop while it says LR3K is busy. Okay? Which means that if something went wrong with your card, it'll probably loop forever. Vaguely, that it will deassert busy at some point and assert ready. So that's why we loop on busy, and then we actually have some error handling. The first time we've actually ever handled shut down the car with PCI disabled device, but, you know, hey, I never tested that code.
And PCI-IO unmap.
Oh yeah, we should unmap the registers, and this is going to crash if it does that. That's okay. We'll get a dev printk is a helper macro that is very similar to printk, only a little bit more a little bit more structured, explicit. Of course, it assumes that the null byte at the end of the input has gone to the null byte at the end of the output. Otherwise, when printk does this, it will start pretty
good.
Yeah, I think that's it. Question? Yeah.
13, and that's the basic always done feature. And then it also has support for doing an MD4 sum. So if you assert the activate bit, it does its normal thing, which includes doing a route 13. If you set the compute MD4 flag, which it is...
All right.
Uppercase and lowercase letters will be preserved on the output. That happens to be true, unless it's a bug.
Okay. Your job, your mission, stay null. The hardware can fail, and result can indicate an error. So your job is to detect these.
Don't get too creative with your error values.
Yeah. Generally, in your probe function, you want EIO, you know, dev, right? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
That's true, we don't need to do that yet, and we will tell you how to do it when you do.
Our version.
Just like we said.
Yeah.
Oh, go-tos.
Who likes go-tos?
Yeah.
He passed away. God rest his soul, but...
Then it didn't help. Dijkstra's right, but ERR, and we go-to, and you'll see I've added at the bottom, the unwinds in order.
So this way we can unwind and do all three, or jump into the middle, and this way you keep, if you do...
A fails, return error. If B fails, free A, return error. If C fails, free B, return error.
So aside from this, obviously, prevents mistakes, because we, as long as...
common in the kernel.
Yeah.
That said, if you could write it without using go-tos, and it didn't get longer and uglier, you should use it.
Yeah.
But Three unwinds is about the point for me.
Code.
Yeah.
So as long as you're diligent in fixing everything when you change something.
So, people want the cheat sheets for this? It's the kernel calling us. So EIO is more appropriate. InnoDev would be the return if, for example, if we had two cards and someone screwed up and had the same PCI ID. So there was a chance the kernel would call us and we'd actually look at it. We'll actually tell it, no, there's some kind of IO problem. The card's screwed. And also, most people have implemented remove because we didn't tell them to. But you could call your, if you had a remove function that did the cleanup, you could call remove. The problem is then your remove has to handle partially done cases, which makes your remove more complicated as well. I've done both. Netflix got their code. It sucks. Yeah. Generally, yeah, the calling of remove to the unwind is not used in the kernel.
Who knows what will happen.
Yeah, the last thing you do should be PCI disabled device if you've done an enabled device. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's R-specific, because if they're doing some kind of teardown in PCI, don't do it.
Alright. Dynamic memory allocations. Up to this point, we have not done any. Well, we're going to have to start doing some. Someone asked earlier.
For the lesser advanced people, you'd use Mellon, please.
No telloc in the kernel.
Yeah,
no.
Not yet.
Has one difference. It has a flag parameter, because in the kernel, it might be hard to get memory. What if you're allocating memory in the thing that so you can? GFP atomic is used for special cases when you cannot wait. When you need the memory right now without this word sleeping that we don't want to start getting into. And that's for diff freeze the memory that came out returned.
Okay. Flash quiz. What happens? Do you want to speak on what happens if you reverse the two arguments and get accepted?
So you try to make an any number, right?
Well, okay, so my preference would be something that breaks the compile time.
Yeah.
That would be clever.
So
good idea. Try the patch.
Unfortunately, standard C enums...
So how many kernels are written in C# so far?
Oh, I'm not... Two. We're getting there. Well, first I have to put mono in the kernel.
Right off the teller.
Yeah. All right. Return value is, null.
No, I should be surprised. Okay. Can you K-free null? Yes. The PCI driver that you get handed in your probe routine, sometimes you want to stuff things particular to your card in there because later on when you write other functions that are going to be called, you're going to want that stuff back. Star that you can stuff crap in. And you've got two excessive functions. PCI set driv data and the surprisingly named PCI to that one later. Okay, so... PCI remove function. We have a probe function, which you can think of as an add function, really. It says, every time the kernel finds a card that matches, it calls your probe function. You can tell our driver worked and we didn't implement it. But then QMU never tried to take the card back away from us. Right? A complete driver would implement some other function. Calls PCI disabled device at the end, and you're done. It returns void. You can't fail. It's gone away. Clean up. Right? It's a cleanup function.
Someone asked why couldn't we use a global?
Yep. Cool.
Quick question. Would you also call the remove in the unload as well?
No. Okay.
Your mission.
What program?
Take your last program and add a struct LR3K. You're going to start stuffing some structure dynamically in your probe routine. Check for errors. Use PCI set drive data to stuff that up.
Seems simple.
With the timeout case, if you file, what that would do is just file out, and it should move from some line. You don't do it atomic. Anyone have any answer?
You know better. Anyone know if kmalloc will ever fail in the kernel?
Give like GFP no fail?
Yeah, GFP no fail.
Or fail or something like that.
Yeah. But the implementation changes depending on who's wearing the pants in the whole MM side.
Right now, Mr. Morton's wearing them. So
yeah, we love you, Andrew. Take my patches, you
more importantly, please push my patches to Linux.
Yeah.
5.h.
Yeah, linux/slab.h.
But you don't need to include those. They're pulled in from other places.
And reading... Yeah, well... Have you looked at kmalloc in slab.h? It uses built-in... Okay, when you finish, you can go to lunch, by the way, because this is going to be the last slide for lunch.
Thank you.